Carl Goodman.
Hey Carl, this is Steve. How are you doing?
Well, I'm fine. How are you, Steve?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much for asking.
I'm a little frustrated, as you can see by my emails, but we'll get there. I just, when I started looking at emails back in February and even earlier, saying, "Don't worry, we know the main event has to be out in May," and guess what? It's August and I don't have it yet.
Carl, I'm really sorry about the delays, but as you know, the book is published on Amazon. It's up and running. Barnes & Noble is in, under the verification of W-9 form, and I just get an update from the printers, and they say that the book is in the final process, and it will be delivered to you within this week.
Now that's okay, but I didn't get to review it. You said I was first of all going to get a copy
Yeah,
to
it's going to
review.
be the first copy is going to be delivered to you within this week. Beside this, the hardcover of Out of the Fog, it has been fixed and it has
Good,
been sent
thank you.
out to you as well.
Good, good.
So
We've got,
everything will be the first copy of each book in the paperback and the hardcover format, both formats will be delivered to you within this week.
Okay, good. I mean, originally I was told they'd be here last week. And, the reason is this. If I get the books, and literally it's like a baseball player, if I get the books, don't even read them, package them up and then resend them to bookstores and gift shops and all that in Maine, I still may not get it to them in time for me to talk to them and have them read it before I go up there. So it really hurts, just so you know. It really does. It's put me in a very bad situation. I didn't do what they said, what I said they would do based on what I was told. They don't trust me. So it's going to be a very difficult situation.
Carl, I'm really sorry about that. I do understand your situation, but as we talked earlier, that the books will, like the all the copies will be delivered to you in most max by the 3rd week of August. So
Okay.
currently, as
Well,
we are in.
third week won't, okay, it'll help, but it won't help me because if I take them and mail them up there, it'll take 4 days for a book on Bookrate to be sent up there by mail. So it'll literally get up there a couple of days before I do. They won't have had a chance to look at it and read it and all that. So I'll just do my best. That's all. I mean, the fact that this cost me perhaps thousands of dollars doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. I mean, it does to me, but I have and I don't mean to go on and on, but you've seen the dates on these emails. You've seen the dates on our discussions where it was planned to be out months and months ago. So what happened if I had ever done that in my entire 30 years of owning my company? If I had ever done that to a client, I would have been fired immediately if I'd ever missed a deadline. I mean, it's just inexcusable when you're taking people's money for this. In fact, when you're taking big money for it. And then the writer, like me, is left without money because he can't market the books, can't sell them, he can't put on the right. He can't put on a book launch. He can't get people there. This is really going to cause me trouble, just so you know. Really going to cause. And that's why I told you, I will count on your help to get podcast interviews, radio interviews, ads in newspapers or television, whatever it takes. I will count on you to help me do that. Or get seen by a good traditional publisher who will pick up that expense of marketing and such. Because I'm spent out. And everybody from Don to you to Samantha to has said, "Don't worry, you will sell thousands of books you will make the $30,000 or $40,000 back plus some. When? Not in 3 years from now when I'm dead. It needs to happen. And so I will be counting on you to do that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll be looking for your ideas how to do that.
We're surely going to do it, Carl. As the books are now published, we have also initiated the marketing campaign. We are going to do the paid marketing campaign over the social media platforms. Besides this, we will be doing the paid marketing campaign on Amazon. And, yep, that's going to help a lot.
Well, I sure hope it helps a lot. I mean, I really
It surely will, Carl.
You know, I've just lost my—I've lost my belief that it will. I've just lost my spark. How's that? I wish I could tell you something else, but it's true. I feel like I've spent all my extra money, and now they got—you know—I sometimes feel like they got my money, and I'm no good to them anymore. They'll move on. They won't care. I mean, that's the way I feel, like I've just been...
But Carl, that's not true, Carl. As you can see, I'm trying my level best, like, to work with you, to work out the things.
Yep. I know that, Steve. That's why I still call you. That's why I still email you. But you know, there's... The fact of the matter is, and you know this and I know this, there is absolutely no excuse for talking to me about the main event in February and even earlier, saying we'll have it done in May and it's now August and it's still not, I still don't have the books to mail out. I mean, there's just no excuse. The best that it can be now is that it will be an urgent, terrible thing that causes me to really scramble to try to put things together, and it won't be good. I mean, yeah, I know. I'm hoping the books will sell, obviously, and such. And you can see the kinds of responses I get to them. People love them, but you know, I'm not so sure all of my work to get this to write a book just for that place in Maine, and then have it fail for 2 years. To get up there. I mean, it's like, I'm not so sure they believe. See, that's the other thing. They're not sure that I really am who I said I was. They're not sure I've really written a book. They're not sure, you know? And they, these stores and stuff, they won't order through Barnes & Noble or Amazon and take 3 weeks to get their books. They will order through Ingram Spark. So if it's not on Ingram Spark by next week, it'll be a problem too.
Carl,
and I presume it isn't.
So I'm saying it's the same thing with the Ingram Spark that's on Barnes & Noble. It's going to take at least 15 business days for the W-9 form to get approved. Once it's approved, then the books will be published.
Okay, so after I'm gone from Maine sometime, probably. That's really what it was happening. I'm just you can tell how frustrated I am. That wasn't my fault. I didn't do that. I paid to have you guys do that.
Carl, I can understand your situation, but as far as the printed copies are concerned, so like you have just placed the order in the last days of July, and I have already told you that it's going to take some time, at least 10 days for the copies to arrive.
Oh, I understand. You told me that, but you see, I placed the order in July because that's when the books were ready. The books
should have been
ready in May. I do trust that you will help me, but I guess what I'm saying is you must help me. I am in trouble with people that I've talked to.
Just tell me, you were saying that you need to ship the books to some bookstores?
I need to ship sample books to the bookstores. I need to send them to gift stores, and I need to take some with me to hand out. And I was hoping to send, I will send some to the library in where we're going in Maine and try to schedule book talks while I'm there, and maybe even book signings. But I can't sign, I can't do a book signing until people can buy the book. So that's probably out of it. That opportunity is probably gone. But you've through you guys, you've told me that, you know, I'll get book signings in New York with Barnes & Noble or whatever, and you'll help me with those when I get back, and I'll look for that. But it's just frustrating because I seem to have lost this opportunity in Maine during the season, and even if the book sells some up there, I'll lose another year, 2 freaking years, you know? So I really do need your help. That's why I was talking about the main event to Samantha in February. You know? So I know you're doing the best you can. That's all you can do. But, and I appreciate it because I need that. Without you, I have nothing. I have no books. I have no marketing. You know, I have nothing. So, you know, I remember when Out of the Fog first came out, I spent hours on the phone, just as somebody who's inexperienced, calling Fox News, calling newspapers to get articles, which I did, which I did. It took me a long time. And that isn't something I want to do again because it's not what I do. But it seems like I'll have to, you know. So we'll just continue to work on it, but just please keep it as a priority for you. Please,
Carr, you are on top priority. I'm directly looking in all of your things myself. I just had an update with the team regarding the printed copies, and they're saying it's going to be delivered to you within this week. As soon as you got the books,
I'll look at them and I'll send them back.
Yep, that's right. Just review them and provide me your feedback. Just see the print. Yeah, just see the printing and the cover and everything, and just give me your feedback. Once I got your feedback, we are like gonna place the order for the remaining copies.
Okay, and then. Also for the, you told me that with Ingram Spark there that was going to be listed with them and I can't remember, 51 other sites or something you said?
Yep, that's right. Through Ingram Sparks, we are going to publish the book on 51 different platforms.
Okay, well that's good because, by the way, just so you know, I've checked it out, and the main event, which is among the longer of the books, for Amazon cost $5.39 a piece for the paperback, and that includes shipping, $5.39, and the hardcover is $8.55. So about half the price of what you're charging, and then, but, you know, but I'm doing that because it also gets me on Ingram Spark and all that, which you told me is worth $3,000.
That's right. But, Carl, you can see, there's also a lot of difference between the printed copies of the Amazon and the copies that you get from us.
Well, I don't know that. I haven't seen it because I have used Amazon, and they've been actually very good. I didn't order glossy, but I like that. So once these books are gone, which may not be for a while because I've ordered a number, we'll see how we continue because the price has to be competitive for Amazon so I can make money.
That's right.
You know. So anyway, I appreciate it, and we will continue to talk this week. I thank you for calling me and being responsive and for understanding why I'm so anxious.
I do understand your concern, your frustration. That's like I'm trying my level best, like to sort the things out over here.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you. I just, and I know you're the one on the, what I call the front lines, right? You're the one who's having to do this work.
That's right.
And I know Don made some promises, like he make sure I was an Amazon bestseller and all this. I understand he made promises he couldn't keep. I do know that now. I didn't know it at the time. He also told me we'd have all this done in 2 months, remember? Which obviously wasn't the case. I mean,
Carl, once
obviously.
again, I'm really
But
sorry about all those fake promises and fake commitments,
yeah.
but as you know, I'm trying my best to keep the things aligned and just
Yep.
keep them as soon as I can.
Yep. I get it. I get it. Maybe if I continue to write, which depends on my ability to afford to, because I write another book and you charge me another couple of thousand to publish it or something. The fact of the matter is, I can't. I don't have any more money until I make all this money back, right?
That's right. I got your point.
And so if I do that, I'll have a more realistic view. I'll figure, oh, it'll take me up to a year to get this book published. The truth is, you can say I could publish it tomorrow if I said, okay, let's not proofread it, let's just publish it. But if you're proofreading, if you're proofreading and making changes and looking at the cover and all, it'll take months. It's not weeks. And in fact, I'm thinking about writing a book on how to write a book and how to publish and what to expect, So, but anyway, that's another story. So I really do appreciate it. And I thank you for calling me back today because I really needed you to call me back today. I was
No
at my
worries, Carl.
level of frustration.
I can understand.
Okay.
I hope you are feeling well
I'm feeling better. I'm
now.
not feeling good yet. I'm not feeling good until we're on our way to Maine and I get a call from three bookstores and a couple of gift shops inviting me to do a book signing, and they can only do that if they have books in the shop. So the fact of the matter is, if they can do that and if you can make sure they have books in the shop in 1 month, we're good. Okay.
It's going to be within a month. That's for sure.
Okay, because see, with Ingram Spark, right, and it takes a couple of weeks to get my book published, that means that if, say, a bookstore or a gift shop wants to call Ingram Spark and have books there for me on September 15th to do a book signing, that's going to be pretty tight, right?
Yep,
Going
that's
to be
right.
pretty tight. So I may not, I mean, I'm just, I just may not get to do what I thought I was going to do. I just may not be able to. I've just resigned myself to the fact that I just may not be able to take advantage of this wonderful opportunity when I'm there. Either that or I'll ask you to pay for another trip up there in a month to sign more books. So anyway, we'll get her going, and I appreciate it, Steve. So, and I'm sure we'll be talking through the week.
Yep, we surely will.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Carl. Take care of
All right.
yourself.
Take care. You
You
too.
too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.